This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Charlie Allison. He is the creator and the keeper of the website FayettevilleHistory.com. Charlie, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kyle.
In case you're not familiar with the website FayettevilleHistory.com, it's about Fayetteville history from 1828, but even before that, even before the founding.
A little bit to sort of set up why we ended up being founded here. So it goes back and gives a little bit of state history and probably just a little bit of prehistory on the Indians who were here, but mostly after that.
Yeah. But not just history. You're also interested a little bit in geography.
Sure. And as most historians know, geography plays a really important part in what happens historically. It affects where people move, where they settle. So geography has a great interest to me as a historian, but also sort of just the visual aspects of it. I like maps, and so yeah.
Well, this affinity for maps led you to try to find out how many different cities in the country and the world are on the same level, on the same longitude.
Well, I looked at latitude first.
Oh, latitude. That's right. Yeah.
Right. But I also looked at longitude. Latitude, of course, is the going east or west from our town. What's exactly east and what's exactly west of us? Obviously, in our minds, we can probably think, okay, Oklahoma is west of us. Tulsa, that seems like it's pretty close to west of us. Is it on the same line?
Doesn't seem like I have to turn the steering wheel too far left or right to get to Tulsa.
Right. So I started looking at Google Maps and just trying to pick out towns that were on the same latitude as us.
What is our latitude?
It is 36 degrees north, 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Now that's I don't know who chose that. You can go just a few feet north or south and end up being a few more seconds north or south. And so I don't know if they picked a point on the square. Which is what I try to do, but
that is, for the record, the official.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you start going directly east and directly west from that point, are there other towns that have the same official?
There are two other towns that have the same official latitude. There's a town in Texas. Morse, Texas. And I had to think about it for a second just to even realize, oh, yeah, I guess Texas is east of us, west of us.
Extremely far east of us, yes.
It's that panhandle that comes up on the west side of Oklahoma. And then there's a town in Iran called Takistan, Iran, that is on the same latitude. So but there's lots that are really close.
But just for the record, exactly, we share with Morse, Texas, and Takistan, Iran.
Yeah.
Okay.
There may be small communities as well that just don't show up on the radar. Especially a lot of the foreign countries, it was tough to tell if I was dealing with – looking on Google Maps anyway. It was tough to tell whether I was dealing with a town or some larger – something like what we might call a county or a province, something like that. There were lots of names close to our latitude that I was trying to look up and dig up and see just how close they were to us.
Well, who else is close to us, really close?
This is not a town, but we're on the same latitude as the Strait of Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm.
We're on really close to the same latitude as Victoria on the island of Malta. Our latitude cruises across the northern part of Algeria and Tunisia, so there's some Algerian towns and some Tunisian towns that are really close. Then Turkey. Let's see, what else? In the United States, there's Strawberry Plains, Tennessee.
Oh, of course, Strawberry Plains, Tennessee.
And
yes.
Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. More people know that name.
Yes, that's cool. So if the Wright brothers had been able to fly due west and never counter, they would have been able to land in Fayetteville.
They could have landed if they had found enough enough space.
Right. Drake Field wasn't there yet, so they could have gone into there.
Yeah, there was a pasture. They could have landed there.
Yes. Any others? Because there's a list at FayettevilleHistory.com, is there not?
Right. I just made a whole list of everything within a minute, a half minute north or half minute south. What are some good ones? Something that surprised me, I guess. You know, in my mind, I have a picture of the world map that I think is, you know, relatively correct. But when I started doing this, I realized how far off some of my ideas were. Like Korea, somehow in my mind, I always pictured Korea being north of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even sure I would have put Japan on the same latitude as us.
Oh, I wouldn't have. I would have thought far further north than us.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I don't know how far north of us I would have put it, but I would have put Japan north of our latitude. But our latitude crosses Japan, and then it crosses South Korea, the peninsula. And Korea itself is just sort of wrapped by Japan. I want to push it north of Japan, and that's not right. but so there's China, there's Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, Turkey, a little bit of Syria.
See, I think of so many of those countries as being further north than our latitude for
right,
some reason.
Right. It was a revelation to sort of go look at it and see who's close to us on that latitude.
Now, did you do longitude as well?
I did. After I got done with that, I went back and looked at longitude. We don't have nearly as – and I'm not even sure there's anybody exactly on the same longitude as us. Let me look real quick. No, I didn't find anybody exactly on the same longitude. And because so much of our longitude south of us is over open water –
right.
We don't have nearly as many towns. We've got a little bit in southern Mexico, and for the rest of them, though, are
into the ocean.
Into the ocean, yeah. And the only other towns that exist are basically North America.
Hmm.
If there were a town in Antarctica, we might we might have that, but we don't even have that.
No. Is it still up at FayettevilleHistory.com? Is there a link?
Yeah, there's a link. It's on a page I call the Book of Lists. And so it's just a list of towns that are on the same latitude or longitude as Fayetteville.
All right.
It's crazy.
But interesting. Thank you, Charlie.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
This is Ozarks at Large.